this was a wonderful event tonight. It seemed like a lot of people came out.
We're happy. I think we got about 400 people.
That's great.
And people super committed and enthusiastic and really hoping to get boots on the ground until we get the April 19th New York State primary. Most important thing, it's very easy to phone bank, and if you need a partner, we can hook you up. If you want to, if you need a partner for like the first time that you want to do it, but the Bernie team has done an incredible job of making the technology super easily available and usable. So we're really encouraging people to do that because it makes a huge difference. And it's something that you can do for 15 minutes, for 2 hours, for 4 hours, whatever. And it really is going to make a huge difference in the upcoming primaries.
It's great to hear that.
Yeah.
Do you? Are there any other big public events? Any other big public events that are going on in the next few weeks before the primary?
Yes.
That you're calling people's attention to?
There's a gigantic rally on the Capitol District. Is organizing a gigantic rally. I believe that it's April 17th. They're expecting thousands of people. And if you have not, you should actually talk to Zach Smith. I will introduce you to him. He's right over there. And he has the specifics on it. And he can actually talk in more detail about phone banking. People think, you know, it's too complicated. It's that or the other thing. They do not understand the impact that they can have. So, and with Matt Edge, he has a 40% conversion rate from Hillary to Bernie with just talking about what he refers to as the trifecta. 38% of all registered voters in this country are independents, and Bernie is winning them in spades. He's getting almost 80% of the under 35 millennial demographic. This is huge. No, it's huge. So, I mean, it's all in play, like in a major, major way. And if you actually look at the projections and don't pay any attention to what the mainstream media is saying and you do your own research, you can see Bernie is gonna clean up, you know? And then once you get into the general, he does double digits, high double digits, better against Donald Trump. And Hillary Clinton is 2 points, 3 points, depending on who you read, 5 points. That's too much of a risk to take. Absolutely. But we do need people participating in our democracy and making sure that they are either canvassing. Some people can't make that commitment, but anybody can phone bank. And they can phone bank for 15 minutes or an hour or 2 hours or 4 hours. I mean, everybody has a part to play in this.
Do you feel like in Columbia County in particular, there are any specific challenges you've encountered to getting people active or getting people interested?
We've just experienced, I mean, I may be biased because I'm working with the campaign. I'm not working on the campaign, but I'm working for this outcome. The enthusiasm is tremendous. And I don't want to underestimate our, you know, competition or opposition or whatever, but we're pretty confident that Bernie's going to take upstate New York. So something that people could do is phone bank into the southern part of the state and the metropolitan area, and that would be very helpful because he's making huge headway there. No, huge headway there. And we can make a difference. We've got 20 precious days to do this.
I have a question for you. Right now, there's a big push to have a debate in New York State between Bernie and Hillary. Do you think it's more important to have a debate between them or between Bernie and Trump?
It's an excellent question, and it's not so simple to answer because the mainstream media is coronating Hillary. If that was not the case, I would say it would definitely be preferential to have a debate between Bernie and Trump, for sure.
I think that it seems
like,
to me
let's
that,
cut
was,
to the chase.
That would swing people a lot quicker and farther than a debate between Bernie and Hillary.
I agree with that, and I think it's a very important perspective. But again, because of the dysfunctionality of the mainstream media, I mean, if they can actually report as results and not mention his name, they literally do that. I mean, 82% in Alaska, that is called a landslide. 70%, 73% in Hawaii and what was it, Idaho?
Washington.
A Washington state, right, exactly. Huge state, 100 delegates. That's called a landslide. It's not the language that is being used in mainstream media. And for whatever reason, until, and I think it is shifting slowly right now, like the last 2 or 3 days, that's what I'm talking about. But they simply refuse to call it what it is, which is that he's in much friendlier territory. He's in the Midwest and the West, and it's much more progressive margins there. He's gonna do very well, and I think he's gonna blow the tires off of this like beat up old truck. I mean, I'm not kidding, you know, and we'll just see what comes of it. But again, it's really important that people, it's a democracy. Democracy doesn't mean anything unless lots of people are involved. It's not one man is gonna do this. We're all gonna not just make to help it happen, we're gonna keep it moving forward. That's why it's a movement. But it's not just one man, it's not Bernie Sanders. It's all of us doing a little bit every single day. That's what it's gonna take. And not just through the primaries and the general. Obama made a big mistake. He created this incredible grassroots movement. I mean, unprecedented, unprecedented, literally unprecedented. And then when he was elected, he said, okay, thanks you guys, we'll take it from here. Bernie is not doing that. They are organizing a gigantic conference in Chicago in June, I think it is. And they're talking about what they've created and how they can keep that going regardless of the outcomes of these various contests. This is super important. So everybody needs to pay attention. And not just pay attention, you gotta do something. That's the definition of democracy.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.